This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Congress continues negotiations on a coronavirus stimulus package. AP's Mike Gracia has our story.
Negotiations on a new COVID-19 aid package ratcheted up on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants Democrats to drop $160 billion in state and local government aid, and in exchange, he'll drop a demand for provisions shielding businesses from COVID-19 related lawsuits. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa.
We don't want this to be political at this point. We just need relief.
Meantime, lawmakers are hoping to have a year-end catch-all funding package finalized before midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has said even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez Wednesday called a recent rise in coronavirus infections worrying, warning stricter measures to curb the spread could be needed for Christmas. Spain was one of the first European nations to suffer a second spike in COVID-19 infections, but restrictions such as nighttime curfews helped to have the incidence level in November. The prime minister said he would not hesitate to instruct regional governments, which are responsible for health care, to toughen their Christmas plans. London moved Wednesday into the highest level of coronavirus restrictions in an effort to control rising infection rates, dealing another blow to hospitality venues right before Christmas. The British capital's move into Tier 3 means theaters, pubs, and restaurants will have to close, although takeout food outlets remain open. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. Dozens of fighters in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region of Azerbaijan have been taken prisoner, separatist officials said Wednesday, testing a Russia-brokered peace accord that ended weeks of recent fighting. A peace deal mediated by Moscow in November ended weeks of fierce fighting between Azerbaijan's army and the separatists, who ceded swaths of territory as part of the accord. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday called U.S. sanctions against Ankara over its purchase of Russian missile defenses an open attack on its sovereignty. The European Union said Wednesday it's postponing nearly $100 million in budget support payments to Ethiopia because of the conflict in the northern Tigray region. The funds would only be given if Ethiopia's government met the EU's conditions, which include granting humanitarian aid access to everyone in need across Tigray, a European Commission spokeswoman told AFP. The decision came as the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, warned 2.3 million children remain cut off from aid in Tigray as food and other supplies dwindle. Meanwhile, the United Nations said more than 2 million children in the region, the Tigray region of Ethiopia, have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month. The UN said it was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. More than a month after the U.S. election, top Republicans are finally acknowledging Joe Biden won, but not President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Senate floor yesterday, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell broke his election silence to congratulate Biden. Top Trump ally Lindsey Graham said he's talked with some Biden cabinet picks, and other Republicans are turning the page. The president is not pledging to keep moving on nearly non-existent legal options. Yesterday, he tweeted tremendous evidence pouring in on voter fraud. And overnight, he referenced McConnell in a tweet being too soon to give up. At the same time, Biden will make more cabinet announcements this morning. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Treasury Wednesday accused Switzerland and Vietnam of manipulating their currencies, partly to gain a trade advantage. In the semi-annual foreign exchange report, Treasury found the two countries were intervening in currency markets to affect balance of payments, and in the case of Vietnam, also aimed at gaining unfair competitive advantage in international trade. The Swiss Central Bank rejects the U.S. accusation of currency manipulation. China remains on Treasury's monitoring list of major trading partners that merit close attention. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.